KSDP 830 AM Sandpoint, Alaska, and K201DA 88.1 FM King Cove.
Aleutian Peninsula Broadcasting is generously supported by the City of Sandpoint. Sandpoint is a first-class city in the Aleutians East Borough, located on Humboldt Harbor on the northwestern Popoff Island. Anchorage is 575 nautical miles to the northeast. The Sandpoint City Council meets the second Tuesday of every month at 7 p.m. in the City Hall Council Chambers. Contact the City of Sandpoint by calling 907-383-2696, emailing sptcity@arctic.net, or visiting their website at sandpointak.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Trump is set to announce a new round of tariffs tomorrow. NPR's Tamara Keith with details.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says President Trump has made up his mind about the tariffs.
This is obviously a very big day. He's with his trade and tariff team right now, perfecting it to make sure this is a perfect deal for the American people and the American worker.
Many economists are warning adding tariffs will hurt American businesses and raise prices for consumers. But Levitt dismissed those concerns, pointing to the strong economy during Trump's first term when he put high tariffs on China. Independent analysis found that those tariffs benefited some workers but harmed others, and U.S. consumers bore most of the cost. Levitt says the new tariffs will go into effect immediately. Tamara Keith, NPR News, The White House.
Senate Democrats want to force a vote to nullify Trump's emergency declaration for imposing tariffs on Canada. Democratic Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia warns Canada will retaliate.
They'll tax groceries and food products. They'll tax building supplies at a time when home prices are too high already. They will tax fertilizer to our farmers. About 80% of the potash that is used by our farmers for fertilizer comes from Canada.
Kaine says his resolution has bipartisan support. He says the vote will now likely be held tomorrow because of the Senate floor speech his colleague from New Jersey, Senator Cory Booker, has been giving for the last 20-plus hours to protest Trump's agenda. Wisconsin voters are deciding a state Supreme Court race. The contest, widely viewed as a referendum on President Trump and his billionaire Doge architect, Elon Musk. Wisconsin Public Radio's Joe Schultz reports.
The race between conservative Judge Brad Schimel and liberal Judge Susan Crawford will decide the ideological balance of the swing state's high court. Voters filed in and out of a polling place at a senior center in Oshkosh. One of those voters is Connie Kehoe Purcell. She says she voted for Schimel.
He's just a wonderful man, very committed to the Constitution.
On the other hand, Matt McGuire says he voted for Crawford.
There's some things coming up on the ticket here this year that are important, and I want to make sure she's in power there.
Wisconsin's Supreme Court could weigh in on issues ranging from labor rights to congressional redistricting. Nonpartisan think tank the Brennan Center for Justice says this was the most expensive race for a state judge on record. For NPR News, I'm Joe Schultz in Oshkosh, Wisconsin.
Florida Democrats believe they have a shot at picking up at least one of two congressional seats in play in today's special elections. Both were held by Republicans, former Congressman Mike Waltz and Matt Gaetz. In each race, a Democratic candidate has raised more money than the GOP rival. Boston authorities say at least six people were injured today when a box truck crashed into a building in the Chinatown neighborhood. Images show the truck on its side. The cause of the crash is under investigation. From Washington, this is NPR News. A 63-year-old woman has been pulled alive from the rubble of last Friday's powerful earthquake in Myanmar. The quake, however, claimed more than 2,700 lives in the region. The Justice Department is seeking the death penalty against Luigi Mangione, the man charged with murdering healthcare executive Brian Thompson outside a New York City hotel in December. Today, Attorney General Pam Bondi said she gave the decision careful consideration. Mangione has pleaded not guilty to charges in New York and Pennsylvania, where he was arrested. A film version of the Broadway revival of Stephen Sondheim's Merrily We Roll Along, starring Jonathan Groff and Daniel Radcliffe, was acquired by Sony Pictures Classics for eventual release. It joins high-quality captures of shows like Hamilton and Waitress in bringing Broadway to wider audiences. Here's Jeff London.
When it premiered in 1981, Merrily We Roll Along was a flop. The story of three friends told backwards from middle-aged disillusionment to youthful hope confused Broadway audiences. But the recent revival won the 2024 Tony Award and was a hit.
Hey, old friends, how do we stay? Old friends, who is to say? Old friends, how...
No release date was announced for the film, but another Merrily We Roll Along movie, being shot by Richard Linklater in chronological order over 15 years, starring Paul Mescal, Ben Platt, and Beanie Feldstein, is already in production. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
It's NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Doris Duke Foundation, which aims to support the well-being of people and the planet for a more creative, equitable, and sustainable future. And listeners like you who donate to this NPR station.
It's time now for your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset. Starting with your coastal water forecast, courtesy of the National Weather Service of Anchorage, Alaska. From Sitkanap to Castle Cape, small craft advisory today. Today, northwest winds 30 knots, seas 6 feet. Tonight, northwest winds 20 knots, seas 4 feet. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 2 feet. Castle Cape to Cape Tolstoy, today, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. Cape Tolstoy to Cape Sarashef, today, northwest winds 15 knots, seas 2 feet with fog. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 1 foot. Port Hyde and Nelson Lagoon, today, west winds 15 knots, seas 3 feet with fog. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet. Nelson Lagoon to Cape Sarashef, today, variable winds 10 knots, seas 3 feet with fog. Tonight, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. And Wednesday, variable winds 10 knots, seas 4 feet. Your detailed forecast for the Alaska Peninsula. Today, partly cloudy. Areas of freezing fog in the morning. Highs in the lower 30s. Northwest winds 15 miles an hour. Tonight, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly cloudy. Lows in the lower 30s, variable winds 10 miles an hour. And Wednesday, partly sunny, highs in the upper 30s, light winds. Your tide predictions for the Popoff Island. There was a high tide at 4:35 a.m. at 8 feet 7 inches, a low tide at 11:31, a minus tide of 1 foot 3 inches, a high tide at 6 o'clock at 6 feet 2 inches, and a low at 11:07 tonight at 2 feet 4 inches. Your sun rose at 8:11 this morning and your sun will set at 9:20, giving us 13 hours and 9 minutes of daylight hours. And that was your weather, tide predictions, and sunrise and sunset here on KSDP and KAEB. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Yeah, I'll do the same for the 80s I did in the 70s. We can see the progression from decade to decade. Guns N' Roses will do Paradise City, then AC/DC with You Shook Me All Night Long. After that, a little Quiet Riot with Bang Your Head, Metal Health.
Take me home. driver. Mama says that I never, never mind her. Got no brains, I'm insane. The teacher says that I'm one big brain. I'm like a laser, six string razor.
A little bit of Not So Quiet Riot. We had Whitesnake next with Is This Love, and then Rat with Round and Round. After that, Ozzy Osbourne with Crazy Train.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's a Bon Jovi's coming up next with Living on a Prayer. And then Pour Some Sugar on Me. It's a Def Leppard piece. And then Van Halen with Jump. We'll be right back.
Jump!
Well, I don't think I can outdo that one, but we'll end the hour with Guns N' Roses and ZZ Top.
Welcome to the jungle. to shut up.